FM 90.3 WJTL, that's Steve at Curtis Chapman was still. Hi, good morning to you, Corrine and Fred, hanging out with you. 719.
Weather-wise, today we're seeing mostly sunny skies and windy. Highs are up to 38. Into tonight, partly cloudy skies, still very windy. Lows are dropping down to 20. And into your weekend, Friday, cloudy skies and windy. Highs up to 33. Saturday, still cloudy, and we're looking at possibly some snow, a few flurries. Highs up to 41. And Sunday, mostly cloudy. Highs of 30. Right now in Mannheim, we are sitting at 29 degrees.
We are hanging out with our friend Rod Bachman today. He's from the Christian Education Fair. Good morning again to you, Rod.
Great to be here today.
Tell us about the fair. It's coming up here the end of January.
Yeah, January 25th, Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. at Lancaster Bible College. We'll have a dozen or more Christian schools represented, excited to share with you what God's doing in Christian education these days.
And so what kind of folks come out? What are they looking for? What's the purpose of the event?
Yeah. I mean, when you think about the purpose, really, I go back to the biblical mandate. Like, we as parents have been called to be responsible for our children's education. In a lot of ways, from an educational perspective, our children are God's homework assignment for us. And so we know that as parents, we can't be with our kids 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, nor would we like to. I would say that with my three kids, I love them. But so the question becomes, who will be with them when we are not? And when you think of education, you're thinking, you know, 7 hours a day, 5 days a week, 10 months out of the year. It's a big influence in our children. So who will be? And so one of the ways we approach Christian education, I think this is across Lancaster County at all of these schools, every morning parents are dropping their children off at the doorstep of our school and asking us to stand in the gap for them. And they're saying, would you have the same love and care? Would you pray for them, the same goals and aspirations for them? And that's a high calling. And so that's one of the things we love. One of the differentiators of Christian education is that all of our teachers are born-again believers who desire to be living curriculum in front of the students that God entrusts to our care. And so we believe that this is a high calling and that we want to partner with parents to help them carry out that ultimate responsibility that they have to raise their children up in the way of the Lord and to educate them in that way.
And we have a lot of these schools on the radio with us talking about their school, talking about open houses, talking about their events. And I truly believe a lot of these schools, they want the parents to come out and find the best fit for their child. And the schools have this opportunity this weekend that you're having for them to say, here's what's different about us. Here's what might be a good fit. Maybe it won't be a good fit for you and your child.
Yeah, I love it. And honestly, we know we're all busy. Could you imagine if you were trying to do this and you took a day visit at each one of these places?
Right.
We're trying to help you with that, bring everybody together in one location at one time, having people that you could talk to, ask questions. And I love that idea. It is a best fit scenario. That's the beauty of Lancaster County Christian Schools. There are dozens in our area that are all doing great things in different ways.
Yeah.
And so, yes, come out, learn more about that, find the right fit for you. But we believe that Christian education can be a life changer.
The Christian Ed Fair is happening Sunday, January 25th, 2 to 4, Lancaster Bible College. Do you need to sign up ahead of time?
No, just show up. We're excited to see you.
And is there info online that they can get all the details?
You got it. Fred, you're great at this. ChristianEdFair.com. That's ChristianEdFair.com.
You have worked in Christian education. You've taught at LBC. You've worked at other schools. You're at Lancaster County Christian School right now. What is it about Christian education that you love?
Yes. I mean, I have been in Christian education for 30 years. I believe it's that great mission-minded approach to education, that it's more than just the content areas, although we want to be excellent in that. It really is forming disciples of Jesus Christ. And that is a game changer, not just for this generation, but for generations to come.
Check it out. Go to the Christian Ed Fair. It's happening in Lancaster Bible College, Sunday, January 25th. Details online, ChristianEdFair.com. Rod, great hanging out with you this morning.
It was a pleasure.
Have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Back to the music. Jamie McDonald, Left It in the River. WJTL, good morning.